So I invite you to close your eyes. And I'd like to focus on Gaia. Everything that Gaia gives us is filled with unconditional love and benevolence. So let's take it further. And I invite you to think of one thing from Gaia that gives you such joy, such bliss. It could be puppies. It could be kittens. It could be swimming with the dolphins and whales. It could be a tree. It could be a mountain. It could be a river. Whatever it is from Gaia that gives you just that pure state of bliss and joy, I'd like you to focus on that one thing. Feel that connection you have from a loving planet just for you. And with that deep love, that feeling of gratitude and appreciation, let us send that back into Gaia. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. Thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for all your gifts that you give us. And I would like you to receive a wave of deep love from Gaia. Gaia is saying to you, thank you, your name goes here, for being here. Thank you, your name goes here, for loving us. And take a deep breath. And allow yourself to soften and melt into the chair. Relax all your muscles in this deep state of appreciation and gratitude. Let us welcome the loving message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, we say to you, there is no mystery here. We know who is watching, who is listening now, later, whenever it takes place. We know the ones who are listening only. We know the ones who are watching. And this is because there is a magnificent, multidimensional awareness of God. You know that. How can you have an energy that can hear 10 million prayers simultaneously and know each one? That is that multidimensionality of the creative source. You are part of that, and we have said this. And so this is a message for you. Sometimes we do a series of messages. We will be this month, four of them. And the messages this time will be the catalysts for healing. Not all of them, but four. Four major catalysts for healing. This channel and the other three about this subject will be and are free. This one that you hear now is free as we speak it to everyone. The other three later will be free in an audio version that you can hear, all of you. But let's talk about what this one is and where I'm going. This first one may not be obvious to you. A catalyst for healing is the power of your words. The first catalyst for healing is the power of your words. Let's start at the beginning. Your body operates through chemistry. Now, you might say, well, it does more than that. There's electricity involved. There's a nervous system involved. There are signals sent to do certain things, and there are. But if you take a look at how the body works, mostly it's through chemistry. And the interesting thing about this chemistry is there's far more of it than you ever would realize. Doctors, they go through many, many years of the study of the human body. And part of that is the study of the chemistry. I want you to ask them something that they receive in the way of knowledge almost in their first year. One of the questions might be on a test, how many chemical reactions does it take to move your arm after your brain says an electrical signal, move your arm? And the answer is far more than you can ever know or even memorize. And it happens almost instantly. It's not through electricity, it's through chemistry. One chemical does something, another chemical reacts, it does something, another chemical reacts, it does something. That's just to move your arm. How many chemicals would it take and the reactions thereof for full digestion? Think about it. From the time it goes into your body to the time it comes out in a different form, what do you think is involved there? And you will say, well, a lot is involved, and I really don't know much about it. You don't. You're not designed to, because these things happen seemingly without any thought. If you analyze it, this chemical reaction, the way your body works with all of its organs, with all of it does, from the day you're born to your last breath, the processes are the same. And they go through them and go through them and go through them. And because of this, your perception of your body often is this. The individual grows up, they learn about the body a little bit, they realize they really have nothing to do with it. It just simply works or doesn't. And so many of you will look down at your body and say, I hope you last. It's almost like the only thing that a human has is its head. And that everything attached to the head is something else, and you hope it works. That's the chemistry that you grow up with. And then something started to happen. There was acknowledgement years and years ago that the chemistry that I am talking about can actually be affected in a positive way by how you think. And that's when you started to hear the phrases, you can think yourself to health. And that is because the psychologists and all those who studied the mind said, you know, we have found out that stress is a killer. And the reasons it's a killer is it changes the chemistry. And the chemistry is then out of balance. And the things that you depend upon, the digestion, the reproduction, everything else that seemed to be automatic, seems to be affected by how you think. Fear, stress, all of those things seem to age you more as well. And they started doing studies of those occupations that were extremely stressful, and they saw that the lifespan was shorter. Then they got it. The chemistry of your body doesn't simply work by itself. Oh, it will, but you can affect it. Then the second phase of that came along when they discovered that consciousness is energy. And they started to understand in some circles that you could actually then talk to your body, talk to the chemistry as the boss of your body. And the experiments showed this, and you can talk to those who have studied it and those who are working with it, who talk about the chemistry of synapse of your brain. And they can measure it and see it with the instruments today of how you would then create peace for yourself or coherence for yourself, and the whole body relaxes and the chemistry starts to change. Then they realized you can live longer if you talk to yourselves. It's a premise that so many don't understand. They still look down at their body and just hope it works. I have a parable for you. Woe is a sailor. This is a parable. Remember, parables are not reality. They mean something else. Woe is a sailor, and he's been in a ship as long as he can remember, and he's below decks. Woe does his best with the rest of the crew to take care of that part of the ship that he can take care of. He feeds that which is his cellular structure. He finds food. He cooks. He does whatever. He does the housekeeping of his life and all of that below decks. And that's his job. And he's done it for years. And he can feel the ship beneath him rock. And sometimes it creaks and groans. And sometimes it doesn't. But that's his job. He's a good sailor. And he's been on the sea a long, long time. This is a parable. One day, he realizes the ship feels different. Something's happening. It's not quite a storm, but there's something going on. And he thinks to himself, the captain is going to take care of this. He always does. The ship seems to be all fine all the time. So captain will be there, take care of it, and then the ship starts to talk to Woe. It startled him. Of course it startled him. But he really understands. The ship is talking to Woe, and it's saying, Woe, get above decks. And he says, I've never been there, ship. I've never had you talk to me, ship. And the ship says, we're in trouble now. It's time for you to go above decks. And Woe has a decision right now to think he's crazy and say, no, I'm going to do everything I've always done, just like I always have done it. That's what I know. That's what it's going to be. And so I'm imagining the ship is talking to me. Ship, go away. I don't want to know. I don't want to hear voices. I just want to take care of business. But there's part of Woe that says, it makes sense. Maybe I should go above decks. Maybe I should for the first time. Even the ladder to get above decks hasn't really been available to Woe, but there it is now, because he made the decision to go above decks. The ladder appears, the hatch is there. He's timid with this because he doesn't know what to expect. He's always going to meet the captain. He goes up the ladder and raises the hatch, and he sees for the first time the open sea. He sees the ship's wheel that is there, that which steers the ship, and he realizes it's completely and totally unmanned. He looks around to see where the captain is. There is no captain. He looks around for the crew to man the sails. There is no crew. Oh, but it was a sailing vessel, dear ones. And again, he looks at that ship's wheel, and there's no one there. Then he turns to look, and he sees the ship is heading for the rocks, and that was the whole story. That's why the ship talked to him. He ran to the reel, to the wheel, and for the first time he turned it, and the ship turned. It turned immediately. As soon as he touched that wheel, it's almost like the ship sighed in relief and says, finally, there's somebody at the helm. He asked the ship, he said, you mean all this time there has been no one at the wheel? And the ship said, that's correct. We're in the open ocean. We've been traveling in circles for years and years. We've been fine. But suddenly we're not fine, because we're headed for the rocks. And Woe, you took control and steered us to safety. And Woe, you'll never go below decks again, because now you know something you never knew and you can't unknow it. You're in charge of this ship, and you're going to steer it to safe passage. Do you understand the parable? The ship is your body. It is the chemistry, and it's always been asking you to take charge. And if you don't, and if there's been no communication, that ship will go wherever it does by default. But if your consciousness is talking to it and talking to the cells of it and at the helm of that ship, dear ones, you have a much longer life. Disease will not attach itself to it simply because the ship is randomly going to different places and doing different things. And that's been provable even by your science. take charge of this. Your words are so important because now the ship is hearing you and your consciousness say, we're in charge. Do this, go here. And you do it every single day because you're the captain. Did you get the message? If you do this, healing will follow automatically because now you are in charge of everything. Think about it. This is real. And so it is.